Ringmaster, welcome to Speed Freaks Bits.
Did I call into like the NFL today? Or?
Yes, you did.
So what's gonna happen before we get into the race at Spa in Belgium? Right. What's gonna happen when Los Angeles rolls in the middle of the night and steals the Colts from Indianapolis?
Not gonna happen, is it, Ring?
Well, no, the Colts just got a new stadium,
yep.
So that deal is done. In fact, they're actually starting the groundbreaking sometime next week.
Does that mean, though, that they're going to stay?
Yeah.
They are going to stay, fortunately. That means I'll get to see my Pittsburgh Steelers come in here and defeat them.
That's right. You are a Steelers fan.
See, how weird is that? Everybody
were trying to put the Colts on him, but I forgot that he's a major Steelers fan.
Yeah, right. I do not take any credit for the Colts whatsoever.
Well, but there are some people, and Crash just told me this before we even got on the air today, that she thinks Roethlisberger is as dumb as a stump, that the guy couldn't hit a bull in the ass with a stick.
Wow. Well, you know, I will say that the preseason he didn't look too impressive. But
that's putting it mildly.
Yeah, to a sophomore, what is it, the sophomore slump or the sophomore jinx or something like that. But hopefully, the real concern now is at running back, because we have neither Jerome Bettis or Deuce Staley. So, you know.
For you guys just tuning in, that voice is of the ringmaster. You guys hear him all the time.
Pittsburgh Steeler ringmaster.
Send all your love mail to the ringmaster, Pittsburgh Steeler fans. Statman Carruthers, Browns fan. Crash Gladys, Indianapolis Colts fan.
And Broncos.
Okay, well, I can't pull for two, God's sake.
She's not going to bring the Broncos up in front of me.
Roy just got allowed.
I just did.
Roy in the booth is a big-time Raider fan. Just got his fix from Randy Moss, having a little juggling 77-yard touchdown pass. More of that to come, I'm sure, for Raider fans. In a loss, but believe me, it's not his fault.
Okay.
He can't play defensive back.
Let's get to Spa and Spa Francorchamps in Belgium. What's the one big problemo? He's on the pole this time. How's he going to break the car this week?
Well, you know what? Again, if I pick against him, run down to the MGM Grand and place your bets on him, because he'll win it. So I'm just refraining from even, let's not even talk about him anymore. Maybe he'll go away.
All right.
What about my buddy Jensen? Okay, listen, Juan, he's just going to go away, but what about Jensen Button? What, he has some money problem?
Well, essentially, you know, obviously the on-again, off-again, back-on-again love story between he and Frank Williams. Jensen basically, or the Jensen camp, let's call it, has tried to spin it this year that it's all about basic performance. And with the fact that BMW is going to be buying the Sauber team, or has already purchased the Sauber team, and Williams is going to have Cosworth power, JB doesn't feel, quote-unquote, that the team has what it takes any longer to give him his coveted world championship position. And this comes from a man who hasn't even won a race in his entire Formula One career, let alone.
What are you getting at?
But no, hold on, though. I do think, though, that there's a heck of a lot of talent in Jensen Button, and he's, if you look at where the points end up at the end of every year that he has been competing, he's up there.
Has he performed?
Yes, he has.
Well, it's about winning, and you haven't won anything. But it gets bigger. Now, wait a minute. Now, it gets bigger because this number that was thrown out there is apparently the real reason why he wants to stay is that it is reported that he was offered a $29 million a year contract.
What?
For 5 years.
For a guy that never won one race?
Exactly. I mean, this is Kevin Garnett money times two.
Yeah, but at least Kevin Garnett hit the shot once in a while.
You know what I mean? So the real reason, because his Williams deal, if you look at the contract closely, apparently is somewhere in the range of $7 to $8 million for 3 years. And Statman, get this, it doesn't even guarantee him a drive. So essentially, if Williams wanted to and he keeps this up, they could pay him $7 to $8 million to mow the grass at the Grove facility.
I'd do it.
So, but turn it around the other way. If you're Jensen Button, how do you say no?
Well, you don't have a choice because a deal's a deal, according to Frank Williams. I mean, you signed your contract last year when you whined, bitched, and complained about wanting to leave BAR and how they wouldn't be able to take you forward in your career. Be careful what you ask for. You got it, and now you find yourself wishing you hadn't have done it. So this could cost him $145
million. Let's go on to Toyota, Yarno Trulli. And Ralph Schumacher. Schumacher got, what, $12 million to drive the Toyota? And he's not known for visiting the podium too often. And he qualifies well, but Yarno always outruns him in the race. And Yarno stepped up this week and had a few things to say about his teammate, didn't he?
Well, he basically said that you know, Ralph Schumacher is not worth the money he's getting, which basically you so eloquently pointed out. So,
yeah.
You just confirmed it. But I have other bigger news for
the
you.
Podium.
Yes, 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 tell.
Listen, you know that rumor that I said last week about Red Bull buying Minardi?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a done deal.
What?
Yeah,
what?
I saw that. There's an email that came out this week with that.
It's a, no, no, no. It's a done deal. It's mm-hmm. official. Today, Red Bull bought Minardi. So,
right.
Essentially, what this means, there'll be four Red Bull cars on the grid. Now, this really is more of a power move in Formula One because, as we know, Bernie Ecclestone, our favorite, is lining up the grid. So he's got the people who are with him and the people who are against him. Red Bull signed the Concord Agreement a couple of months ago and got in that Ferrari camp, who incidentally is supplying them engines next year. So now with Minardi being for sale for $35 million and Red Bull acquiring the rights starting November 1st, this means that there'll be another team now signed up with Bernie and his Concord Agreement. So
We've
already labeled the team as the Red Bull B team. So
is that Red Bull Light?
Yeah, well, sugar-free, maybe. Maybe it's the sugar-free squad.
You know, what's funny is that I saw the qualifying this morning, and they had Minardi, both Minardi cars were in front of Jordan instead of splitting it up like they normally do at the back of the line. So maybe they've already slipped some Red Bull in the tank, and they got a little faster this week.
Well, you know, it's interesting enough because we know we talked
about... Gives you
wings. Well, you know, if Red Bull is going to have... If Red Bull Team A... is going to have Ferrari engines, then we know darn well that it's not going to outdo Ferrari. So if Red Bull Team C has Red Bull B team engines, what does that make it?
I'm lost.
A confusing statement.
Exactly. I mean, it's like I'm thinking, why pay money for four cars to run at the back of the grid when you could spend more money to maybe move up it? I don't know.
So yeah. This isn't necessarily as, or what do you think? Is this another team being saved in the car count, or will Red Bull consolidate the entire process and just focus more on testing so they can be better and out at the front?
Well, they've already said that they're not going to consolidate. Both
okay.
teams are going to run separately. Sure. However, it could be an issue of, and Stat, we're back on this sure. again, the ultimate test drivers that they have, this Red Bull Junior Academy and the Red Bull Racing Development Program, they basically have more drivers than they have chairs. And so it was easier to go ahead and buy another team than just pay Williams or another team for a year ride for their guy. So this means Scott Speed could conceivably, instead of being just a Red Bull tester on the A team, he could have a full-time drive on the B team. Same thing with Antonio Luisi.
Let me get completely off the subject for 1 second and just ask you one question, Ringmaster. Did Ferrari and their infinite wisdom, not Ferrari, I'm sorry, Formula One and their infinite wisdom, because people said it was boring to watch, the ratings weren't as good as they wanted, no American interest whatsoever, because Schumacher won everything every week. Did they sacrifice Michael Schumacher as a career just to boost their own interest in the United States?
Well, United States are globally, the answer to both of them is no. They wouldn't do that. And just so you know, the crowds were unbelievably down in Monza last week. In fact, they were lucky to get 90,000 people at that race. So
yeah.
Formula One overall, and Michael's nowhere near being in it this year, is still not pulling in the kind of crowd estimates that it used to.
That was my point. Did they make a mistake? Because I think sometimes people say it's boring. It's not boring. Stats said it a million times. I've said it. People say a 55-0 game is boring. Not if my team's winning. If
mm-hmm.
I'm a Schumacher fan, I love seeing him kick the crap out of people every year.
And there's a lot of Schumacher fans out there.
Well, the issue this year, really, obviously, if you look at the difference between Michael Schumacher and Rubens Barrichello with the same car, Michael clearly is worth everything and all the accolades. But I think this year it all comes down to Bridgestone versus Michelin. Seriously, that's what it's about.
In fact, that was where I wanted to go next. I heard that Toyota is thinking of changing from Michelin to Bridgestone, and maybe Williams might do the same thing.
You know what? And that was my next point. Thank you very much. Both are confirmed to be Bridgestone next year.
Wow. So that means...
Whoa.
Wait a minute. You're just dropping the stuff on the table here. So does any of this boil out of the Michelin fiasco at Indy?
You think?
It doesn't necessarily boil out of the Michelin fiasco at Indy, but what it does boil out of is the fact that there was that rumor that Bernie Ecclestone, Max Mosley, the FIA and all, want that one control tire. And if you'll notice, you know, the Michelin-shod teams, who are they? They're everybody at the Grand Prix what is it, the Grand Prix World Championship or the Grand Prix Manufacturing Championship, whatever they've changed their name to.
Yeah.
And the Bridgestone Shod teams are those that are lined up with Bernie Ecclestone and the FIA. So Toyota may be the first team to have actually jumped camp.
Wow. Wow. That's a good, that's why you're the ringmaster.
Man,
how do you keep track of this stuff?
You
got in charge of all this stuff. So that's a pretty significant thing then, to have Toyota and Williams switching to Bridgestone, which is, in theory, thought to be the lesser of the two tires.
Right. Well, in theory. But remember, Michelin had a 5-year consecutive run of being the tire?
Yeah.
The problem is, and you know, you guys know a lot more than I do, a little. Toyo tires probably would have been the ones that would have gotten them a victory this year.
Or Cooper, yeah.
Or Hoosier.
Yeah, Hoosier. There you go.
Hoosier tires.
Hoosier tires in F1.
Oh, can you imagine?
Full pole.
Had a lot to talk about today, but I wanted to get that in for you. That it is confirmed that Red Bull did buy Minardi, and it is also confirmed that Toyota and Williams have gone to Bridgestone.
This is the important one for me, because it's going to be cold in November. Is it confirmed already that Michael Schumacher has mathematically been eliminated from the championship?
And that was confirmed last week. But now we have to talk about what does Fernando Alonso have to do.
No. Ringmaster, no, we don't.
We have to talk about
why Lug is so concerned about this. In November, because he guaranteed us that Schumacher would still pull out this championship, because he now has not, Lug has to run around Irwindale Speedway in a Speed Freaks thong in November. In front of a packed grandstand.
I told him not to pick him in May. I said it was looking dark then.
Why didn't you tell me that before? Now I got to go to the gym and the tanning booth.
No, I told you not to pick him in May.
No, I didn't listen to you until June.
When I gave up hope, even you should have given up.
I know. I got to listen to you
even,
from now on.
Even me, and I'm a major Schumacher fan.
Yeah.
I told him not. Wow. Well, so who's going to win today? Before we go away, who's going to win today? Or tomorrow?
Which McLaren engine is going to give up? Is it Montoya's or is it Ryan's?
That's easy. It'll be Montoya's.
Well, you don't know that because Kimmy's, you know, his puff smoke quite a bit, too.
I have faith in Juan Pablimo.
I won't pick a winner, but I have this feeling that Jarno truly may make the podium with this Toyota. How about if I say that?
That's cool.
That's fair. That's fair.
I think Jarno truly is finally going to get on the podium again with his Toyota.
And next week, we'll have the scoop for you, because it looks to me like Rusty Wallace, after his last call tour here, may end up in a Formula One car.
Yeah.
Driving for the Red Bull Junior team?
That's right. Yes, he will.
On Fridays only.
Oh, help.
Thursdays only.
He and Ralph Schumacher.
On Thursday only. Okay.
Yeah. All righty. That's the Ringmaster. Of course, we wasted half his time talking about dolphins and all kinds of other crap, whatever we were talking about, instead of driving.